How's it going, everybody? Welcome to the Positive Mindset Podcast, where we work together to raise our vibration, lift our perspective, and build a positive mindset. My name is Henry, and in this episode, we're going to talk about how to handle stressful and toxic situations. If you are dealing with stress at work, at home, or just in life in general, we're going to talk about a positive perspective that gives you the power so that you can be successful and make positive decisions for your life so that you can move forward and enjoy the experience the way that you see fit. But before we get started, we're going to take a few moments to slow down, zero in. We're going to take some deep, healing, meditative breaths to help us align on the frequency that we want in our lives. So you can pick a word. It can be love, joy, happiness, abundance, whatever frequency you want. And we're going to take a deep breath in. And as you're breathing in, you're going to say that word over and over and over again. Really charge yourself up with that energy. And then as you're holding your breath, visualize yourself doing something in that frequency. And then once you exhale, anything that no longer resonates with you will leave you and you'll be in a more positive state. So let's go ahead and take a deep breath in. And out. Well, we're going to do another deep breath. This one is about alignment, about getting ourselves in receiving mode so that we can receive the message that we need to hear today to get us in that positive perspective. So just imagine that you are surrounded by the most healing, uplifting energy that's meant specifically for you. It could have a certain color, a certain taste, a certain smell, however you imagine it. And when you breathe it in, it's going to charge you up. It's going to break down the negativity, the blocks, the weight, everything that's just been holding you back. And then once you exhale, anything that no longer resonates with you will leave you and you'll be in a more positive state. So let's go ahead and take another deep breath in. And now. So I've done a few episodes on this topic before, but this question seems to be coming up a lot, so it must be something that we are all really struggling with or going through at this moment. And it's, how do we deal with toxic situations or stressful situations at work? And there's a few different ways, but what we're going to talk about right now is about mindset, because I believe your mindset, which is really the energy that you're vibrating in, is the most powerful tool you have in your life. And what that is that everything is happening for you. And when we think about that, we don't really go into the depth of how much that truly affects your experience. You see, we like to believe that there is good in the world, that there's bad in the world, and we get to choose, or we can try to be a part of the good and hopefully avoid the bad. And that the bad gets what the bad deserves, and that the good gets what the good deserves. But I take a different perspective. I think that we are all at our core from the love energy, the highest form of energy that there is. And we're trying to make our way back to it to complete what love frequency really is. But to truly know something, you have to go through the opposite of it or the lack of it and create more of it to then become what that frequency is. And that's the ultimate goal. So good or bad, everything is happening for you. It's not happening so that you can get a promotion at work. It's not happening so that you can get more muscles. It's not happening so that you can make more money. Those are all the experiences that you can have on this earth, but none of them coincide with the energy that you're trying to exist in. You see, we are worried about a toxic situation at work because it's affecting our energy. If you had inner peace within, it wouldn't matter what's going on externally. If you were right, like truly right, healed, loving, and forgiving within, it wouldn't matter that you have a terrible boss. It wouldn't matter that your coworkers are hurtful. It wouldn't matter what the economy is doing. It wouldn't matter what your bank account is, because all those things just affect the material experience. And when you can separate yourself from that, which is what a positive mindset is, it gives you the ability to see above it and use it for your own growth. When you are dealing with stressful people and you can practice calmness, you can practice stillness, you are strengthening the frequency that you desire. I was driving the car earlier today, and I have two girls. One is 5 and one is 3. And I was getting pretty rowdy with them. We were singing and just getting really noisy. We saw some cows, and I said, who can be the loudest cow? And so we're just yelling out these cow noises, and it got pretty extreme, but they were having a really good time. And so I stopped doing it, and I just let them keep going. And they were getting louder and more wild. It is close to bedtime, so they have that wildness about them. And it would be a stressful situation for a lot of people. When you're there, the noise is going on, you're driving, there's traffic, it's getting late. And I started feeling that stress build within me. And then I thought about it. What an amazing opportunity to practice my stillness, to practice my inner peace, especially around two of the people that I love most in this world. See, they were doing something stressful, and I could have told them to be quiet. I could have said, it's quiet time, and killed the fun. And of course, there are times when our kids need to behave and we need to have them, you know, mind their manners, but it wasn't affecting anybody but me. And it really only affected me if I let it. So I sat there with stillness. I drove, I focused on the road, and I just focused on the joy. Even though it was loud, even though they were being crazy, I just focused on the joy. The same can be applied to your work. When you have a terrible boss or stressful employees or toxic situation, you don't have to stay in it. It's not that you have to just deal with it and that's your life lesson, is just being around these toxic people. Absolutely, you can change. But if they're affecting you, if they're bringing you down, then that energy becomes within you. And if you have that energy within you, like is going to attract like. So the next job, you're probably going to end up attracting something similar. We see it a lot in relationships where people go from one relationship to another and they somehow end up with somebody that has the same issues or activities or thoughts as the person before. Because they recognize that they didn't want to be around those things. They recognize that they want to change, but they didn't change something within them and then went and attracted the same thing. That's what a work relationship will happen. So if you're at work and it's toxic, recognize that, but practice inner peace. When people are causing pain around you, for it to affect you is your choice. And I know that's easy to say and harder to do when it's affecting your paycheck, when it's affecting your livelihood, when it's a place that you spend majority of your time, especially since the world is stressful as it is. So if you have a stressful life and you have a stressful job, that's tough. But with a positive perspective, you can zoom out and realize that everything that's happening is just happening to your body. It's just happening to your human. It's not happening to your energy. You get to control your energy. And then start looking at the good. Find with gratitude something to be thankful for. And the more you do it, the more the energy within you will start to change. Maybe in this stressful job, in this terrible environment, you get to be the inner peace for somebody else that doesn't have that ability. And as you practice your inner peace and you find the next job that you're going to go to or the next opportunity, or you find a way to make the change in the current job you're at, that person got to see stillness. They got to see what love and forgiveness looks like. And then they got to see somebody rise above it and do something about it. How powerful would it be if you're that person? If you're in a stressful job right now, how much do you wish that there was somebody there that was peace, that had perspective, that was able to reflect and not allow these things to bring them down, and then you see them go out and flourish. You see them go out and live abundantly. That's the calling that we have. That's the opportunity. That's the gift for us. Everything is happening for you, even the toxic people, even the hurtful people. The harder the pain, the tougher the lesson, the more there is on the other side for us to learn and grow. And it's not about a tit for tat. It's not about having something happen and then you receive something on the other end that is just as good. Meaning it's not about going through a tough job and then, well, I made it through, so I should receive a good job on the other end. If that's what you're looking for, then you're only looking for a material solution. But you don't need a material solution. You need to change your frequency. That's what this really is. The external world is a complete distraction. It's something that sucks you away from your true power. When you start reflecting within, when you start examining your internal energy, especially when things are difficult, you start finding the power within you. You start recognizing that the way you feel, the way you react, is up to you. Of course, people can push us in certain directions, and most people would agree some responses are correct. But do you want to be correct? Or do you want to raise your frequency? Do you want to live a life of abundance? Not abundance of things, you can have those, but abundance of love, abundance of frequency, abundance of healed energy. So if you're in that tough situation now, say thank you. Practice that gratitude because you are getting a gift. I know the gift isn't physical, the gift isn't material, it's not something that we can receive and show. But when you become what the gift is, the inner peace in a difficult situation, that's something you get to give to the world. There is nothing more powerful than somebody that walks in peace. That is the one thing the world cannot take away once you have it. It will try. It will try because this world is for you in a sense that everything it does is to build tension for you to grow in your love frequency. So practice gratitude. Realize this toxic environment is for me to grow. I didn't do something that deserves it. This isn't karma. This isn't punishment. This isn't a mistake that I made that got me here. It's always something for you. It's not that it's deserved. It's a gift. So reflect. Raise your perspective high enough to where you can find something to be thankful for. And then repeat that over and over. Build that energy within you. And as you start feeling good about yourself, as you start raising your internal frequency, you'll see the next opportunity. Whether it's fixing the place you're at or going to a new one, you will be attracted to that solution through the law of attraction. So let's be the change that we need to see. Let's be what we want to see at that work. Imagine that person that you can be. Imagine the person that you need, and then imagine that being you and bringing the peace to that environment. Envision yourself succeeding, going to the next thing. That's where your power is. So let's practice gratitude and be the rising tide that lifts all ships. Well, thank you so much for listening. I hope this episode gave you some perspective on your current situation and hopefully some positive energy to make the changes to move into the light that you desire. If you want to make sure you don't miss a single episode, make sure you subscribe to my email list. There's a link in the description. It will keep you up to date with every single episode. And if you want to follow me on social media, there's my Instagram and TikTok down below. I appreciate all the follows there. And if you want to join the Positive Mindset Facebook community, that's actually where this question came from. There's a link down below for that as well. Well, thank you so much for listening. Have a great day, and I can't wait to talk to you next time.